FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. The date is September 19th, 2016. So just when you thought the election couldn't get any stranger, well, it's been getting stranger by the day. But here to talk about it, former Congressman John LeBoutelier. John, it's been a while. Good to talk to you.
It's been way too long, Kerry. Love doing the show. Happy that you had me back today. I'm looking forward to talking to you.
Yeah, so from when we last spoke, lots of things have changed for sure. I mean, this thing has definitely, the whole complexion of the race has totally changed. How do you see it right now?
I don't think it has changed totally. I think that what's happened is Hillary has deteriorated since late August. Over the emails, the foundation, her lack of transparency, the whole feeling that you can't trust her. And so she was ahead of Trump like 46 to 42 or 48 to 42 for two or three weeks, six points, 7 points, something like that. She has frittered that lead away so that they're both at 42. Trump hasn't gone up. She's come down. And you have this huge group, really 20% or more of voters who don't like either one of them, don't want to vote for either one of them, are undecided what to do. And that's what everybody's aiming at, those 20%. Whoever wins the majority then is going to win the election. And the funny thing is, both Hillary and Trump are doing their best not to attract those voters. They keep saying things that repel voters. Hillary's comment about the basket of deplorables, Trump's comment about, well, let's take the guns away from the Secret Service and see what happens. I mean, these are statements that a proper candidate would never even think of, let alone say. Mm-hmm. And so I think that the winner of this campaign is going to be the one who doesn't make the last mistake.
Mm. Well, but look, Hillary's mistakes seem to be a lot more earth-shattering, of a lot greater magnitude than Trump's mistakes here. The collapse, her collapse at the 9/11 memorial there. Now, granted, that's not a mistake per se. It's a physical problem here. But first, they're saying that people speculating about her health are conspiracy theorists. And although there's enough in her public appearances to make all but the most skeptical person a conspiracy theorist. And, you know, then she collapses there, and it appears that she has a seizure. And then she's out and about an hour and a half later. I'm perfectly fine. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And, oh, by the way, I had pneumonia. I forgot to tell you. It was diagnosed 2 days ago, and she didn't display any symptoms of somebody with pneumonia. So her mistakes seem to be a lot worse than the deplorables, a lot worse than just a statement about, hey, you think guns are so bad? Let your bodyguards disarm themselves, which, you know, maybe could have been more artfully stated, but isn't of the magnitude of the deplorables, where you're not just insulting the candidate, but all of his voters as well. You know,
right?
I mean,
it's a big mistake, but they're all mistakes that break up any momentum the campaign might have to try to go up from 42% to a winning number. And at the moment, neither one of them is getting to a winning number. They're hovering where you really can't win at the low 40s. Now, you can win in a three-way race. If Bill Clinton got 43% and won. So, and we have a four-way race here.
Yeah.
So you could theoretically do it. But the odds are those two third-party candidates are going to give up a few points. So they're going to go back to Hillary or Trump before this thing's over.
So what about the fact of Trump's outreach to the African-American community appears to be bearing some fruit, doesn't it?
Well, it's not going to bear any fruit in the African-American community. He's not going to get any African-American votes more than any other Republican gets, which is about 5%. That's not why you do it. You do it to get suburban, moderate, white voters who will not vote for a Republican if they think the Republican is a racist. They won't do it. And Trump is not a racist, but he's let himself act at times oddly in not denouncing David Duke during the primaries and all that kind of stuff. And so Kellyanne Conway, when she got in there, man, she's a pollster. She knew what was going on. She said, we got to change Trump's image. We're not going to get anywhere at 40%. We need to get closer to 50%. And in order to do it, she's rejiggered his image. We go to Mexico. We make nice with the Mexican president. We go to black churches in Detroit and Flint. We apologize for offending anybody that we ever offended during the campaign. All of this designed to soften his image and make him acceptable to suburban, moderate, white voters, not black voters. They're not getting black voters. They don't intend to get them. Then the other thing he's done, which it's not him, it's the whole campaign, is the complete 180 on the birther movement, which for the life of me, I don't see what they're doing with that. Why reopen that can of worms, which is now guaranteed to come up in a debate next Monday night in a way that will force him to answer a lot of questions that he doesn't want to answer. But they've done it to themselves. There was no need to do it, but they've done it.
Well, the media did this to try to paint him as a racist again. And
the media didn't do it, though, because it was last week, Giuliani, now 2 weeks ago, Giuliani and Kellyanne Conway both purposely came out and told the media that Mr. Trump now believes that President Obama was born in the United States. It was a deliberate attempt by the campaign to do a reversal on this issue. And that's what I don't understand. I understand the other reversals that we just talked about. Mexico, I apologize. All that stuff is the softening of Trump. Mm-hmm. But this one, no one will, it doesn't help them with any voters to be talking about this thing again.
Mm-hmm.
And they will open up other aspects of it now. Well, he said, I sent a team of investigators to Honolulu, and you ought to see the dynamite information they've come up with. Well, now they're going to say, we want to see that information. What did they come up with? Why? What has convinced you to change your mind about this thing? All of these questions are going to get asked, and he's going to have to answer them at some point. Oh. When he ought to be talking about, I'm going to do this on taxes and this on the military and blah, blah, blah.
So what about her health? Okay. Is it an issue or is it conspiracy
stuff? It's an issue. If she has another incident, she's finished.
Mm-hmm.
One more incident, she's done.
Yeah.
But if she looks and acts healthy, it will not be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But she runs a risk, boy. One more thing, and watch out.
Well, she's been coughing nonstop here for months.
Well, that is the pneumonia, though. You say she had no symptoms of it. It was Labor Day Monday. She had the coughing fit in Ohio. 5 days later, she's diagnosed with pneumonia. It's very consistent with that. And she didn't look well for several weeks. I called up a guy the previous Friday. No, it's the Friday that they announced later on that she got diagnosed. So it's last Friday, 8 days ago. And I called up this guy, Ed Klein, the writer. I said, Ed, put the TV on. You got to look at Hillary. She looks awful. Her hair, her face looked terrible. And then all weekend long, he and I were talking that she must be worried about something. You know, something's coming about the email. Well, maybe she's worried, but what it really was is she's sick. She's got, I believe she does have pneumonia. She may have other things too.
Oh, for sure.
You hear rumors of Parkinson's disease. I hear it every day from people.
Mm-hmm. She's got something major here. Let's face it. I mean, there's no question. Yeah. She does all the things, you know, they've totally redone those vans. Nobody, no candidate of the past, I don't know how many electoral cycles, has ever gone around in a van. They've all been in SUV, you know, sport utility vehicles, because A, they drive, they're faster, more maneuverable, less susceptible to attack, easier to defend. Nobody goes in a van. And those vans have been outfitted to lower, you know, she can barely walk. Even in Colin Powell's emails, you know, Leeds, one of the main major Dem contributor, said that he saw Hillary, and this was last year in 2015, and she could barely walk up the steps to the lectern. I mean, this is all there. I mean, there's no question something major is with her. And let's not forget the WikiLeaks coming out. We hadn't really talked since the WikiLeaks came out just on the eve of the DNC and all the havoc it wreaked there. I mean, that was some major havoc there, John. I mean, Debbie Wasserman Schultz booted, and then after the convention, four or five other people were forced to quit.
Apparently some of those people died.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Seth Ross, two to the back, two to the head.
And they're young people.
Yeah.
Well, why are these people dying?
Yeah. So.
By the way, on the WikiLeaks, because Assange says he's got more stuff that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I've had another thought about leaking that's coming. And let me take you back to 2012. And in the middle of that campaign, out comes a leak from the Obama IRS about donations that Mitt Romney made to pro-life, you know, anti-abortion groups.
Mm-hmm.
And the media, of course, let it go because they hate the whole abortion argument. But right away you go, wait a second, the IRS is not supposed to be leaking out stuff.
No.
About donations to these groups. That's where they got it, because they were monitoring these groups.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hit me that I wouldn't be surprised, Kerry, if between now and the election, if the Obama IRS doesn't illegally, through a cutout, leak out Donald Trump's tax returns. If they've got them, obviously, yeah, the IRS has them.
Sure.
They know what's in them. And if there's something in there that can hurt him, that's why he doesn't want to release them. If the Obama people do release them, that's could be a devastating leak.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. We'll see about that. Because the thing is, there's only one place those tax returns could come from. So,
yeah, but what if they take them and leak them to WikiLeaks?
Yeah, well. You know,
I mean, we don't know where the DNC hacking came from. They say, oh, the Russians did it. But what if it wasn't the Russians? What if somebody else did it? How do we know who does these things?
Assange seems to be saying that it came from that kid who was killed, because he put up a $20,000 reward for leading to the capture of the people who killed him. And he seemed to imply that he was a source without saying it, but we don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
We do not know, but hey, anything is possible in this crazy thing. But Trump supporters, I think Trump has made clear that he's done his best to minimize his tax burden, right?
Right.
Would it surprise you if he paid no taxes?
Well, I don't doubt that he's legally done the right thing, but that's not the same as politically, you know. And I think that Romney paid a lower average rate than the average American did, and it hurt him politically, even though it was legally done. And Trump knows that. If that's what he's hiding, or the charitable donations, or I mean, I hear all the speculation. I don't know what it is. None of us do.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying the Obama people know what it is, because they got their mitts on those things. And
if
they'll do anything to stop Trump from winning this election. Anything.
Yeah.
So I think we ought to be ready in a campaign that seems to be dominated by all these mysterious leaks that go on. Don't be surprised if that pops out.
Nothing could surprise you at this point, right?
So it's also a felony to do it, you know.
Yeah, well, that never stopped them before.
it's a felony to have someone else's tax returns without permission. You can't do it. So.
Sure. Yeah, we know.
But you're
that.
Right. It never stopped them. And if you leak it properly, and no one would know where it came from, or at least they wouldn't find out till long after the election.
Yep. This is for certain. And we've seen them do this before. We know it, right? We've seen
But look what Harry Reid did to Romney 4 years ago. Harry Reid comes out and says
he paid no taxes.
Right. Yeah. Then the election's over. Romney loses. Reid said, well, I didn't really know, but guess who won the election?
Yeah.
And he's saying, I can do whatever I want because we won.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. Well, so you really think if Hillary has one more health scare, it's over for her, huh?
I think it's finished. You know, if she had another collapse in the next 7 weeks, she will lose the election just on that. And it's too risky to put someone like that in office.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I guess we're going to find out soon enough. We'll see what happens here. It's pretty amazing, though. Huh? Did you ever think you'd live to see something like this, John?
Well, I kind of wish I hadn't seen it, because I really hate the campaign. And what I wish, Kerry, was where is a debate about some of these issues? We are having a debate in a week. We know that. But I mean, the day-to-day campaigning, they are trashing each other, trashing themselves. She's trashing half the American public.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about let's have a debate. What's the right position on immigration? What's the right position on military intervention to go after ISIS? These things should be debated with the American people involved in it. So when they vote, that's a vote for these things that you're going to do. And when you win the election, you know, I'm going to do this because the public's gave me the license to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have that at the moment.
Yeah. Well, hey, so predictions here. What are you feeling about it here, John?
I feel that right now Hillary has a slight advantage in the electoral map. And she has a big advantage by having a better campaign. She's got, you know, all the people on the ground, all the data collection. She's really ahead on that. Trump obviously has the advantage of it's a change year. People want change. And he is the change agent of all time, for God's sake. So that helps him. What hurts him a little bit is his sometimes over-the-top behavior. And that has put a lot of people who want to do the change, they're on hold. And they say, I'm a little nervous about Trump. I'm not sure he's the right guy. And that's why Kellyanne Conway's trying to calm him down.
Mm-hmm.
She has somewhat calmed him down, but every now and then he gets fired up again. And he needs to be consistently calm in order to go up from 42% to whatever he's going to get to.
And John, let's not forget about the terrorist attacks that took place over the weekend. And just want to draw your attention to one little coincidence. And I only draw it because my daughter's name happens to be Chelsea. And where were the bombs set? In Manhattan, but in the neighborhood, Chelsea. So I'm not one for coincidences. I don't believe in coincidences, especially when politics are involved. So I don't know what it means exactly, but, you know, I'll leave that for the finer political minds. But I don't believe it was a coincidence that those bombs, because the area of Chelsea has no major significance in terms of economic, political, or anything else in Manhattan. It's just a residential neighborhood, effectively. So why place a bomb there? It makes no sense.
I don't know. Why?
Right? Why? You know, Elizabeth, New Jersey, I kind of understand because they're fleeing, trying to get to the airport. Elizabeth, New Jersey, on the way to the airport. In fact, Newark Airport's actually in Elizabeth, New Jersey, but don't tell people in Newark that. So
well, why Seaside Park, New Jersey?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that. Yeah. But the fact that Chelsea neighborhood, it's kind of like a little something going on there, but I'm not sure what.
So you mean because of the name Chelsea Clinton?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Well, could be, but
you know, they do weird things, these terrorists. You know?
They do weird things, and they do them on weird dates and commemorating this and that, so who knows?
But yeah, who knows?
They've got the guy. They got the guy.
Yeah.
They shot him up today, but he's alive.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll learn something from him in due time. Maybe.
But the mayor's not sure that it was a terrorist attack. Leave it to de Blasio.
They now say it is, but not necessarily foreign terrorism.
Right. Whatever that means.
Yeah. Even though the guy's from Afghanistan.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Leave it to de Blasio.
Yeah.
We could do a whole show on him alone. Anyway, John, so, hey, well, we'll definitely touch base with you before the election. It's definitely getting really interesting. And it sounds like, from your opinion, it's more somebody's election to lose than it is a candidate's to win. And just tell us Sunday where we find you on Fox News.
7:30. Yep, 7:30 Sunday night, Fox News Channel till 8 o'clock, Political Insiders with Harris Faulkner. And the Political Insiders are Pat Caddell, Doug Schoen, and myself.
All right. Hey, and we love watching you on there. John, thanks so much, and you be well.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.